I've come here to the gates of First Killyleagh Presbyterian Church because this was the church in 1818 in which Dr. Henry Cooke was installed as the minister, who became one of the most influential Presbyterian ministers of the 19th century. In the 1820s, Cooke was hailed as the Presbyterian Athanasius, and that was a reference to Athanasius of Alexandria, who fought against Arianism in his day and was able to champion Trinitarianism at the Great Council of Nicaea in 325. In 1821, the English Unitarians sent a man by the name of John Smethurst to Killyleagh here. It's thought that perhaps Archibald Hamilton Rowan, who was the inhabitant of the castle here, had invited him because he had sympathies with those kind of views. But his son, Captain Rowan, who was a captain of the North Down Militia and was an elder in the church here, had a different mind. He was an evangelical. And when the meetings took place, he accompanied Dr. Cooke to the schoolhouse here in Killyleagh, and when the lecture was over, he rose and he said, "This is not the kind of doctrine that our minister preaches," and here he is. Well, Cooke didn't say very much there, but he on the next Sunday expounded against Unitarianism and all that had been said. And there was a series of meetings then. There was meetings in Downpatrick and in Sainfield and elsewhere, and Cooke made devastating defeats upon the Unitarian cause as this man sought to propagate his Unitarianism. And as a result, after a long struggle, the Unitarians then withdrew from the Presbyterian Church and formed the non-subscribing Presbyterian Church, which does not subscribe to the Westminster Confession of Faith. Now, the thing is, this was the 1820s, 1830s, and many people looking at that would say that that was the forerunner to the 1859 revival. In order for God to revive and to send the revival, he had to purge the church, and he had to get rid of the sin that was in the church. Now, in our week of prayer, we are calling for that humility. We're calling for that repentance before God. And I was thinking of the verse in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, where it says, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." And we think of the humility that God calls us to in this day. We need to be a humble people. Not everyone humbles themselves and pray. You think of the Pharisees who went into the streets and into the highways and wanted their prayers to be known. But those that come to God truly must humble themselves, and you waste your time in prayer unless you come in that spirit of humility and in that spirit of supplication. And when you lower yourself before God, then God will lift you up. God will give you the blessings that you need. You have to remove the barriers that are between you and God, and sin is a barrier between us and our God. And we need to be those that seek the Lord with all our hearts. We need a soft heart. You think of what it says in 2 Kings 22 and 19, "Because thine heart was tender, and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord." Because they humble themselves, God heard them. There was a soft heart. There was a submitted heart, obedient to God's word. And then there was a seeking heart, seeking for his protection and his blessing and his praise, and how we need God to step in these days, to give us a soft heart, to give us a submitted heart, and to give us that seeking heart to seek him with all our hearts in the place of prayer.